Psalm 41, The Blessedness of Bending Low. Psalm 41 closes Book 1 of the Psalms, and it does so with a surprise. Psalm 1 opened with, Blessed is the man. Psalm 41 answers by showing what that blessed life looks like in public, not merely avoiding evil, but considering the weak. The Hebrew is rich here. Poor is Dal, not only the financially poor, but the thin, frail, low, vulnerable person. And considers is not soft sentiment. It is sakal, to attend wisely, thoughtfully, with practical care. In other words, blessedness is not proved by religious intensity alone, but by whether we notice those who are easy to step around. That is an important correction for Western readers. We often admire strength, productivity, and polish. Psalm 41 says, Heaven watches how you treat those who cannot advance your reputation. And then the psalm turns. The one who once considered the weak now becomes weak himself. David is sick, slandered, and socially exposed. His enemies do not merely dislike him, they interpret his weakness as proof that God has abandoned him. In the ancient world, illness was often read publicly, almost as a moral verdict. That makes the psalm painfully modern too. Suffering people are still often forced to carry suspicion along with pain. Yet verse 3 gives one of Scripture's tenderest images. The Lord turns, or attends, the sickbed. The picture is almost domestic. God as nurse, God as bedside keeper. Not distant sovereignty, but intimate care. The Lord of Sinai is not too great to adjust a pillow. Then comes the wound that has echoed through redemptive history. Even my close friend, who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. See John 13:18, New International Version. In David's life, many have seen the shadow of Ahithophel's betrayal, 2 Samuel 15:12, 31. In Christ, the shadow becomes substance. In that culture, to share bread was not casual hospitality. It signaled peace, loyalty, covenant friendship. Betrayal at the table is therefore more than treachery. It is desecration. Augustine said that in the Psalms, sometimes Christ speaks in his own person, and sometimes Christ speaks in his body, the church. Here both are true. We hear David, we hear Jesus, and we hear the church learning that mercy does not exempt us from wounds. Often it leads us into the fellowship of the wounded Christ. And notice the shape of the psalm. It begins with the blessed human and ends with the blessed God. That is no accident. Our blessedness is never self-generated. We become merciful only because God has first bent low toward us. Yesterday's psalm showed the Lord stooping to lift from the pit. Today's psalm shows the redeemed learning to stoop after him. Suggested cross-references, Psalm 1, Pentateuch 1, 2 Samuel 15, 12, 31, Matthew 25, 40, John 13, 18, James 2, 13, Hebrews 13, 3. Hymn suggestion, My song is love unknown. Prayer, Lord, teach me the wisdom of bending low. Save me from admiring strength more than mercy. When I'm strong, make me gentle toward the frail. When I'm weak, keep me from believing that I'm forsaken. And where I have been betrayed, let me find fellowship with Christ, who shared bread and was wounded by a friend, yet still loved to the end. Amen.